71.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, the live Saturday edition. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. However, the topic we brought up at the top of the show is pretty much going strong at this point.
So, it's true.
People talking about getting very passionate about their views on the sex offender issue. And what started the whole conversation was a Georgia law that is now requiring all sex offenders to give up their email addresses, passwords, usernames that they're using on the internet to the government. And the government people, and I think it's pretty outrageous, personally. You've been sharing with us what you think all night here, 800-259-9231. Basically, my position is that this is just more evidence that the government continues to go further and further with more oppression of people's freedoms, and they always go after the easiest groups to target first and expand out from there. So you're going to see more restrictions placed upon the so-called sex offenders, and then they'll follow that up with placing restrictions on your average criminal and follow that up with going after maybe you for something next. We'll continue here with your calls. Gail is still on the line with us. Now, Gail, you were just getting into your story. You had told us last hour, and you're listening to WSCFM, mm-hmm. by the way, in South Carolina.
Yes.
You had told us that you believe you were molested by your father, your biological father.
I don't believe that I was molested. I was.
You was molested, or you were rather molested by your father, and you said you found this out by reading the Bible? How's that work?
No, I did not find it out by reading the Bible. I was, I felt really bad about being molested, but I didn't know why, and I didn't realize that it was wrong. See, children don't have, children in their mind, and people... The DSS system that we have in South Carolina is so messed up.
Every single one of them is.
Oh. I wish I was a part of it. I'm glad I'm not. But the thing is I did not, as a child, I did not know that it was wrong because it was my dad that was doing it. He was supposed to be my protector. He was supposed to be... My father.
I understand.
Father
how old were you?
Love me.
I completely agree.
I don't want to
agree.
Go That's into
what,
details, please.
I just have, what was the age that you decided that you had been molested?
That I decided?
Well, you said that you didn't know what molestation was, and I'm saying, what age were you when you said the word molestation to yourself?
When I was about 12.
Okay.
And a child, as they're growing up, they're supposed to have that love and protection from their father and their mother. And when they grow up with that in that type of situation, they don't know any different.
Sure, sure. Was your mother involved in this as well, or was this going on without her knowledge?
My mom, I told my mom when I realized it, and she's like, no, he's not. No, he's not. But
wow.
She was abusing me also.
Really?
And,
sexually
yes.
abusing or physically abusing?
No, physically abusing. And, I mean, it was a lot. But, I mean, I'm here today because God has protected me in that situation. He has brought me out of that situation to be able to help people, to help other children that were in that are or were in that situation.
That's a nice positive way to look at the situation, and I'm glad you're doing better today. Do you feel like you can have healthy relationships with men today?
Oh yeah. Well, when I first married my husband, I had nightmares every single night growing up after I moved out of my parents' house, and I didn't realize what it was about, and I had nightmares. I never had them recorded, but I had nightmares after my husband and I were married, and I didn't realize it. And, I mean, this was all brought up, but I did in the Bible study that I was going through, but I did not realize that the two were intertwined.
Did anything ever happen to your father as a result of this?
He came to me, and he told me he was very sorry for what he did. He loved me. He told me that he wished he never did it. And I said, well, did you do it to Belinda or to my sister? And he said no.
Is that a younger or older sister?
I don't want to go into that. I don't want to go into too many details.
The detail, the important detail there is, well, was he doing it before you or after you?
After.
Okay, and he said he did not do it after you. Oh, I see. So do you feel like that was enough? I mean, just his apology was good enough for you? A lot of these people that have been calling all night here have said hang him from the rafters.
Well, the thing, you got to look at the person's the way the person is living. He had a total change around.
How do you
know? I saw my dad change.
What was it that spurred that change in him? Why did he change?
I wrote a note to him.
At age, around what age, 12 or so, you wrote a note?
No, I wrote a note to him when I was 20.
Oh, okay.
I wrote a note to him telling him, Daddy, I love you very much. I will always be your daughter. You will always be my father. I forgive you for what you did to me.
Wow, that's really big. That's really big of you, I have to say.
That helps the soul to heal.
I agree. I think forgiveness is very important. I absolutely agree with you.
It's a huge spiritual step.
And we have not been hearing forgiveness all night long from most of the callers that have called in tonight. Most of the callers have been, well, if it was my daughter, I'd kill him or kill him or put him to death and hurt him.
I don't know what I would do if my children were touched by someone.
It's a fair thing to say. It's an honest thing to say you don't know. A lot of people make it sound like they know exactly what they would do, and I think you're probably right.
They don't know.
It would be pretty overwhelming. And I thank you for your story tonight, and I'm glad you're doing better. Thank you for the call, Gail. I really appreciate that. 800-259-9231. And I appreciate that she didn't want to delve into the details.
Yeah, I don't want to know names, dates, places, or anything like that. There's some parts of it that just sort of get a feel for what happened.
Well, I think it was in a very interesting call in comparison to the other people we talked to.
Extraordinarily interesting call.
Where you're actually hearing from somebody who is a victim, somebody who has been victimized and has let go of it and has forgiven the man who victimized her. In this case, her own biological father, which is very unusual. Normally, it's a stepdad or an uncle.
I think forgiveness is a good thing. I don't think anybody should be required to do it. It's easier to forgive far after the event.
Well, if you're required to forgive, then there's no value in it.
Well, I'm saying.
All right, so we continue here with your calls about what you want, and we go to Ronald, listening in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live.
How are you doing?
Hey, you're listening to WXNT. Doing great, Ron. What's on your mind?
Well, I'll tell you, the girl that just called and everything, she said she forgave her father and all this stuff. I don't think that does much good, because if a man is molesting his own children, I think it's bad enough. He will never be healed where he won't molest somebody else.
How do you know? She believes that he's better.
No. She just hadn't had him around her kids.
I wouldn't necessarily put him around her kids either.
No.
But that's being wise. At least leaving him alone. But you don't think mine can change?
Yeah, well, no, I don't. No, not when it's a person that molests his children. That's a deep type illness that cannot be taken.
So how about this? Okay, I guess let me rephrase. Do you think a man can stop molesting children?
No.
Well, you're wrong.
No, I don't believe they can.
Yep, you're wrong.
No, because my father...
Can you stop having sex with women?
Huh?
Can you stop having sex? I'm assuming you're heterosexual. Can you stop having sex with women?
Well, let's just put it this way. With everything that's wrong with me, it's kind of hard.
See? I mean, it's, things happen. You can't convict a man for something he hasn't done.
He gets to the point where he can't. That's one thing.
Do you think that when you had the ability to, I'm not saying you desired to stop, but do you think that you would have been able to stop?
Having children, I mean, sex with my wife or what?
With your wife.
No, I couldn't. I mean,
I could. I mean,
well,
I wouldn't like it, but I could. Suppose the next time I had sex with my wife, she would detonate. I wouldn't do it anymore.
Is it possible you're wrong, Ron?
No, because my father, I grew up in a family. My father beat my mother, beat us kids.
Right. So you've had a experience that leads you to believe that. However, you haven't experienced the lives of every single human on the planet. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Yeah, I think that people can change. It's Free Talk Live.
Welcome to your Big Idea Minute with Donnie Deutsch, offering you tips and advice on how to make your entrepreneurial dreams come true, from the aha moments to your first million. Here's your host, business mogul and CNBC personality, Donnie Deutsch.
We can all be innovators. Just look around your house, in the kitchen, in the living room, in the bedroom, garage, or backyard. There are million-dollar ideas just waiting to be discovered. Every day, ordinary people just like you literally find millions in plain sight in the homes and offices. All you have to do is open your closets, your cupboards, and your pantries, and start asking questions. In fact, don't be afraid to be like a little kid who asks, why, 100 times. This willingness to disrupt the status quo is essential to new innovation. In every industry and field, there's a convention just waiting to be defied, and you can be the one to defy it. For the Big Idea Radio Minute, I'm Donnie Deutsch.
For a transcript of this show and others, please visit DonnieDeutsch.com. Donnie Deutsch has inspired millions of entrepreneurs to realize their biggest dreams. Now, in his book, The Big Idea, How to Make Your Entrepreneurial Dreams Come True, from the aha moment to your first million, Deutsch draws not only on his own tremendous focus and expertise, but on that of dozens of the successful entrepreneurs whom he has interviewed. He's gathered all his knowledge together in this book to help you create your own enterprise. The Big Idea is your roadmap to the American dream. The Big Idea by Donnie Deutsch is available wherever books are sold.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Gentlemen, I know you need no reminder that Valentine's Day is right around the corner. Obviously, you have the perfect gift in mind. Well, just in case you might know someone that may need some gift ideas, tell them about EnduringRose.com. We all know that flowers are a woman's favorite gift, but they only last a short time. EnduringRose.com has taken this gift and made it into one that will endure and last forever. Dipped in 24-karat gold, these real roses, single rose or bouquets, preserve your message of love for a lifetime. You can also shop for other ridiculously romantic gifts like jewelry and adorable stuffed animals. You can't go wrong at EnduringRose.com. Oh, and tell them there's a military discount and they can get free shipping on qualified orders. That website again is EnduringRose.com. EnduringRose.com or call 702-453-7455. That's 702-453-7455.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231, that's 800-259-9231, and get interactive at FreeTalkLive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up what you want. The live Saturday edition continues here. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us, including the Shrine of Female listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo. You can see them over at shrine.freetalklive.com, including our newest Shriner, Anya. Take a look over at shrine.freetalklive.com. freetalklive.com. And have you been looking to spice things up in the bedroom or fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamEve.com and get 50% off of one item when you type FTL for the offer code coupon checkout. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, they'll throw in a free gift. Get 50% off with your offer code FTL at AdamEve.com. That's AdamEve.com. We continue with your phone calls, and we go to Affaguy, listening to WXNT in Indianapolis.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was just listening to your discussion on morality in society, especially when you were talking to the lady who stuck her foot in her mouth, of course. And it's amazing. It's always annoying to me that when someone's trying to defend the Bible and Christ, they end up doing something like that. And sticking their foot in their mouth and contradicting themselves by cussing instead of following the example. But here's the thing that I wanted to point out, because it happens on both sides. And both sides, it happened to both sides of that conversation. You took what Jesus said about let he who is without sin cast the first stone, and you used it to twist the argument so that anyone who is proponent for someone adhering to a certain morality should then dismiss all morality.
No, if I made it sound like that, I'm sorry I made that mistake. I think that moral codes, you can apply your moral code to someone else. It's when you're willing to use force to apply that moral code that it's wrong.
But see, there's also, you know, what Jesus was talking about is that, and when he spoke of how he was against the Sadducees and the Pharisees, it's because they have taken the truth and they had perverted it. They perverted it into something that was no longer the truth, and then was trying to use that to, justify the means of which they'd come up with themselves. They turn around and said, if you had sinned, we should stone you to death, which the Bible, if you look in the Old Testament and those laws that they came up with and the law of Moses and stuff like that, it wasn't God's original law. God didn't originally say, okay, if someone sins, put them to death. But there were things that they had twisted and had perverted themselves. So the thing is, Jesus was always trying to tell us, look, don't try and take what you perverted and apply it to somebody else, because you can't live up to it. You can't point the finger at somebody else and say you should be put to death because of your sin, because you've sinned just as much. And the point is that we all are supposed to turn to Jesus.
So do you think that I've heard that whole gospel thing before. So do you think that everything written in Leviticus and all that stuff that's okay?
Well,
or not?
If you want to go, and the thing is, you also have to look at the context. I am not a biblical scholar in the sense that I know every single word, every single detail, everything that has to do with the Bible. I would be a fool.
You apparently can tell us Jesus' intentions.
No, what I'm talking about is this. And the whole discussion was talking about morality and politics and whether or not it should be, we should care about what Clinton does in the Oval Office sexually as opposed to what he does as the President of the United States and what laws or what rules he breaks. And the thing is that morality is there so that we can judge or see what a person's character is like. We may not, catch him stealing money out of the cookie jar, but we can pretty much gain a sense of who he is if he's cheating on his wife every single day with everybody he's come across.
That may be true, but I don't need to know what his sexual life is so I can know he's a bad guy. He's a bad guy by virtue of the fact that he's the President of the United States, in my opinion.
Well, That's in your opinion.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly. Thank you for the call tonight, Alpha Guy. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. I can only handle so much Bible talk. We continue here and talk to, I believe we have Larry listening to WGIR in New Hampshire. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
This is the first time I've heard this show. And
oh, my God, you're shocked.
Yeah. Well, I heard your discussion on child molestation.
Yes, sir.
Are you defending child molesters?
I'm not sure what would make you think that.
Well, because it just seems to me like you had a problem with the government or whoever taking away their rights as far as their email addresses and things like that.
I have a problem with the government taking away your rights when the government hasn't sentenced you for a crime in that manner. I have a problem with a violation of ex post facto, a 2,000-year-old right of human beings.
Okay, well, what if somebody is convicted of, what I'm saying is there's child molesters out there and they keep locking them up and then they keep letting them go again and then they keep committing the same crimes over and over again, so.
That sounds like we have a judicial problem, not a molestation problem.
Well, it's a big problem. It's a huge problem.
Then go after the judges. Let's talk about legislators. Let's talk about people that make these laws.
Well,
and
I think we should put them to death, personally. But
the legislators, I'm with you. Let's go.
Hey, I'm all for it.
Well, all right, man.
Wait a minute. You're all for putting the legislators to death?
Oh, no, I didn't say that. Just
you gotta listen carefully.
That's what
here.
I said. I said let's put the legislators to death.
Now look, I'll disagree with my co-host here. He's saying Mark here is saying that that you believe, Mark, that if somebody molests a child today, that if they sentence them to having no more internet privacy ever in their entire life, you're saying that's okay with you,
it's
and
legal.
I'm saying. I don't care if it's legal.
It's okay.
It was legal to kill the Jews, Mark,
right
back... Hold on a second, Larry. It was legal, Mark, to kill the Jews back in Germany in the 1940s, so I don't care what's legal.
I think that
what what I care about is the fact that people can change and that they should not have their privacy infringed upon for their entire lives. That's all I'm saying, Larry, is that I think that it's gone to... I think it's going too far, but obviously I'm talking to a man that believes that blood should run in the streets when people do something to children, and you and I think we're going to disagree on that. I think that people can change. You believe that they can't?
I believe that they go to prison, they do their time, and they release them thinking they have learned and they can change, and then they end up doing the same thing over and over again.
What about murderers? Can murderers change?
It depends on what you murdered someone for. If somebody attacked me with a weapon and I killed them,
that's not murder. It's not murder when you're defending yourself. That's defensive violence, and it's completely acceptable, I think, in any case, if you're defending yourself.
Just go out for no reason and kill someone randomly? I don't think you can change it.
I'm not saying it's random. I'm just saying murder is murder. If you murder somebody randomly or murder them predetermined or whatever...
People can't change, apparently.
Yep, apparently you're saying people can't change. But, Mark, you went to jail for nine years.
I was in prison for 9 years. Nobody's died around me. Now,
thanks for the call, Larry.
See you later.
800-259-9231. And you were pretty mad at me yesterday.
It's a shame that people's opinions, you know, that some of them have them, and that we can vote. You know, you can vote and push these opinions on other people.
It's Free Talk Live.
These are strange new days. Foreclosures are at record highs. People are losing their jobs. The threat of a terrorist attack looms. Food supplies are at an all-time low, and now we have a new untested president. The time of change is upon us, and to those of you who are in the know, you realize that the most difficult times have yet to be seen. Self-preparedness is the key to survival. Internet Grocer understands your needs and is prepared to help you through these difficult times. Internet Grocer has some of the most affordable prices on storable foods. Feed a family of four for up to a year or more and enjoy creamy, delicious real cheddar cheese in a can. Indulge in real canned meats and real canned butter. Call 903-356-6443. That's 903-356-6443 from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Or shop online at internet-grocer.net. Again, that's internet-grocer.net.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail, comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
Time is more precious than money. You could be running out of time. I want to share something with you about your body. Quote, make no mistake about it, parasites are the most toxic agents in the human body. They are one of the primary underlying causes of diseases and are the most basic cause of a compromised immune system. Dr. Hazel Parcells, PhD. Quote, we have a tremendous parasite problem right here in the U.S. It is just not being addressed. Dr. Peter Wina, quote, in terms of numbers, there are more parasitic infections acquired in this country than in Africa. Dr. Frank Nova, chief of the Laboratory for Parasitic Diseases of the National Institute of Health. As you can see, parasites are more dangerous than you think. For about a buck a day, you can rid yourself of all parasites. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Call us, 928-308-0400. That's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea. Make an investment in your life. And P.S. I really like it.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number. This live Saturday edition, 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That number brought to you by our friends at Sickle CAI, 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, including updates. You get signed up, we keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. and get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And by the way, I want to invite you to the Free State Project's Liberty Forum. It's happening the first weekend of March, the 5th through the 8th in Nashua, New Hampshire, at the beautiful Crown Plaza Hotel, same place as last year. It's the best liberty-oriented convention you can attend because the best liberty activists are at it. And that's because the best liberty activists are all moving to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, in my humble opinion. And you'll get a chance to meet them. You'll get a chance to network and socialize and attend panel discussions and keynote speeches by big names like Glenn Jacobs. You might know him as WWE's Kane. He will be there. Dr. Mary Ruart from Healing Our World. Mark Stevens from Adventures in Legal Land. John Taylor Gatto, Richard Heller, and many more. You can get the full list of all the speeches. You can get the schedule, all the hotel information. Get signed up at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. We'll be there broadcasting live, by the way. freestateproject.org/libertyforum. And if you want to save 10%, you can use our discount code, which is 2009FTL. That's 2009FTL as we continue with your phone calls. And we'll go to Rick, listening to WSCFM in South Carolina. Hello, Rick. Hello, Rick. Going once. Hey, you're on the air.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, just super. What's on your mind, Rick?
Well, we were talking about young teenagers having sex.
Yes, sir.
Well,
I don't know. We can talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Well, we'd mentioned that.
My mom and dad, when they got married, mama was 13, daddy was 21.
Yeah, you know,
he's a criminal.
It sounds like
lock him up.
The Loretta Lynn stories, and this is what always amazes me about these people that don't think that young people can make decisions. How long were your parents married?
They're still married.
There you go.
You know, it's pretty clear that young people can't make decisions that would last a lifetime. It's obvious they don't know what the hell they're doing, right?
Well, see, it's been 47 years and they're still married.
That's amazing.
There are people that would throw your dad in prison for that. You know?
There are people that not only would throw your dad in prison, but if you go with what the last guy said, he'd hang him high from the rafters.
Well, see, the law is up there, as long as you got the parents' consent, 13 or older, you can get married.
That's amazing. Wait, now where is that now? Where's that law?
Appalachian Mountains of West Virginia.
How about that? And people are doing it, and they're okay. And you were brought up, and you didn't get molested by your dad or anything like that either, huh?
No.
Well, that's good.
Crazy.
How about that? That's
a
great story. Thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. And there, you know, it's interesting that when we talk about sexual consent-based topics, specifically teenagers consenting to sex, that we'll usually get one of those calls nowadays, which is really interesting.
The thing is that it's amazing how people just don't believe that young people can make these decisions. Now, I know, I can hear it now. I can hear them talking to their radio, and I know what they're saying. They're saying, oh, my God, that was 70 years ago. Kids were different then. No, they're not. Kids have been the same throughout time. The fact is, we're treating them different. So some of them are going to react differently. Sure, the people react to their environment.
You treat them like they're children, and they're going to act like children.
When you tell them they can't have a job until they're 16 years old, and at that point they can only work 2 hours, at which point they must have a 15-minute break, and
because you're a little baby.
Yep. They can't go out and support their family or their younger brother or something like that if something bad happens to the family.
Or just get some experience.
They all got to go to orphanages and get sodomized or whatever. It's crazy. The fact is, take a step back from your opinion and realize you don't have the answer to everything, so let other people live their lives.
Good point. We continue with your phone calls. We go to, I think we finally exhausted this topic, Mark. Let's talk to Jesse, listening to WKVK in New Hampshire. Jesse, you're on Free Talk
Live. Yes. I've been listening for about the past half hour now, or maybe longer than that, but in any case, you guys there?
Yeah, we're right here. Here you
are. Okay. I thought the phone died for a moment. I'm actually calling in to actually talk about an incident that happened late last night, about 3 o'clock in the morning.
Really?
While myself and another free skater were driving home. Actually, two other free skaters. One being my roommate, John, and the other I'm just not going to say because I can't ask them if it's all right to talk about them.
Fair enough. So what happened? Where were you?
We were in Bedford when we were pulled over. We were on our way home from Manchester. We had a good time with some other free skaters, you know, hanging out and just doing what normal people do, you know, in social life. And we ended up getting pulled over, and the police officer, he didn't start off very nice. You know, it was very late. You think maybe everybody, you know, we're tired, he's out late, you know, he would try to get...
Yeah, but you're young males in a car.
Three young men in a car, that's a crime in this state.
Yeah. But what happened, the police officer, at first, I guess the stop was, well, in his head at least, the police officer told us the stop was about the two rear lights on the car that we were in were out.
Now, how many, before you go on, how many rear lights were there? I've seen as many as 6 rear lights, and then, you know, they'll pull you over for one of them being out.
You know what? I'm not so sure. I think there is only 2 rear lights, including the brake lights.
Were you a passenger in this car? Is this someone else's car?
This was somebody else's car, yes.
Okay.
But we actually investigated the car, not last night, because we got home at 4:30 in the morning after being accosted, and held for about half an hour, but the lights are actually fine. There's nothing
common
wrong.
Excuse.
It's one of them funny little things. Light bulbs, they work, they don't work. It has never happened in my life. I've never found a light bulb that worked and then didn't work. But the cops find them.
It doesn't work when the cop fixes his gaze on it. There's some sort of a metaphysical thing going on where they just stop working. So what did what was the conflict here? I mean, obviously cops pull people over for this all the time. Why is this noteworthy?
Well, the first thing that I thought was noteworthy was the plates on the car were from North Carolina, so obviously I'm imagining the officer thought that this was an easy target for a ticket, that they wouldn't contest it, we wouldn't contest it or not, but we do live here in Keene, so if anything. But then it went beyond that. I was carrying my pistol on me, and I have a drop-leg holster, and when the officer saw it, you know, he asked me what it was, and I very politely and calmly told him what it was. And at that point,
open carry is legal in the state.
But wait a minute, yeah, isn't it illegal if it's in the car and you don't have a concealed carry permit?
Which I do have.
Oh, okay.
I thought about that for a long time, and I thought that's not a hill I want to die on.
Got it.
So, I do have it, and once he became aware of that, he got very, very unfriendly very quickly. Not that he was friendly to begin with. He was actually making demands like we had been already committed a crime that we were. We just left a bank robbery. But,
so what did he do?
This is the part that amuses the crap out of me. You know, folks will get unfriendly to a guy who's open carrying a gun. Who worse to be unfriendly to?
It's not like you shot the cop or anything. You know, the gun was just sitting on your leg. I mean, it wasn't making you any more dangerous. If you had wanted to be dangerous, you already would have been dangerous. But what did he do to you after he spotted that?
Well, after he saw that, he started asking me if I had a license for it, and I said, yes, I do. And he said, well, do you have it on you? And he kept on grilling me. He tried to interrogate me there as to why I didn't have my concealed carry license on me, which I didn't need to have. And I tried to offer him my driver's license, which I had on me. And I said, well, you can look it up. And he wouldn't have that. He wouldn't have that. And said that what I was doing was against the law. And I stood my ground, and I said, well, I'm not breaking any laws. And he kept on making, demands of me to do certain things, and I told him no, and I asked him to cite the relevant RSA, and eventually, you know, after this whole song and dance, he got my license from me, and he went and checked up on it, and he came back and he said, well, it all checks out, and, you know, if you just told me this in the beginning that you had your license, which I did. We could have avoided this entire thing. Like, it somehow.
So,
you
did
know,
anybody get a ticket for anything, or did he just
leave
the
cops
go?
Like being a talk show host? You're never supposed to be wrong.
There was only a warning involved, and a written warning at that. It was one of the rare instances when I've ever seen a written warning.
Did you guys manage to record the scene at all?
We didn't actually. It was. We had problems with our phones. So,
we need is more voice recorders. More people need to go out there. And if you're not going to carry a camera around in the car, because, you know, if it's during the summertime, it could get kind of hot, get like a $40 voice recorder and carry that in the, you know, the glove box or in the middle compartment or something like that. So you can always have something simple on hand. Thanks, Jesse, for the call. Glad everything was, well, okay. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the prompt to return? Hi, I'm Luke Ford, founder and CEO of My Computer Works. Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home. Call now to receive 1 month of service free with a membership. Now let's hear from some of our satisfied customers.
They cleaned up the computer, and I sat there and watched everything going on. I was just having a ball.
So the convenience of having My Computer Works connect to my computer right then, fix it for me immediately, is priceless.
I was having a lot of major problems with my computer, and they basically evaluated the computer and went through and eliminated the problems I was having.
Call now to solve all of your computer problems. 888-629-9903. 888-629-9903. That's 888-629-9903.
My Computer Works. Does yours?
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Stop wasting your time struggling with everything you're trying to learn. Learning should be a pleasure, not torture. The School of Phenomenal Memory gives you the training and tools you need to memorize any type of information quickly and efficiently. Just as you need to exercise to get your body into shape, you need to exercise mentally to improve your memory. The School of Phenomenal Memory will act as your personal trainer, guiding you through a series of 60 lessons. Once completed, you will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, guaranteed. Our course is not based on classic mnemonic techniques or other tricks that you simply can't apply in real life. Instead, the School of Phenomenal Memory uses the latest breakthrough and scientific understanding of how memory works, applying techniques based on natural mechanisms of your brain and memory. Start exercising your brain today at pmemory.net and receive Secrets of a Phenomenal Memory, the amazing ebook, absolutely free. Visit pmemory.net. The time is now. Learn how to memorize entire books today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition, and you can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, though I shouldn't give it out again because the phones are loaded. We're going to try to burn through as many calls here as possible. And if you don't get on tonight, well, call us Monday night. We'll take your call right at the top of the show, and we'll continue talking to you about what you want.
7 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 days a week.
Exactly. And, of course, if you don't get us on your local talk station, call them and tell them that you appreciate them carrying what they do carry. Maybe it's just a Saturday show, and ask them for the weeknight show. And if you don't get us on your local talk station at all, then call them and ask them real nice-like for Free Talk Live. Tell them you'd like to hear it, and they might just add it. All right, so 800-259-9231. Oh, by the way, our website's freetalklive.com. If you like this show, you can become an amplifier for $3 a month. We take that money in and reinvest it into the show to get on more radio stations around the country, bring more Internet listeners on board, and you get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details are there at amp.freetalklive.com. Speaking of the AMP call-in lines, Cliff has been waiting patiently in Florida. Cliff, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, evening, gents.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Yeah, listening to you guys talk to the people that are, you know, concerned about people getting sexually assaulted and pedophiles. Well, one way they can combat that and also not take anybody's rights away or infringe upon anybody is they can, you know, fight to legalize prostitution. Because if they legalize prostitution, it's not going to stop, you know, pedophiles and people, you know, it's not going to stop pedophiles. But what it will do is, people that feel like the only people that they can have sex with are just children will have other options, like buy sex. So, you know, if they fight to legalize prostitution, they'll do a lot more good than passing a bunch of laws that'll, you know, get guys that decide to be crude and pee on the beach have their emails checked out, basically.
I think you're right that prostitution would go a ways to helping the problem helpful, that we have with sex crimes in this country, because some people are driven by their passions, and if those passions can be in some way sated through consenting adults who are deciding to exchange goods for services or money for services, then that's fine with me.
Cliff, thanks for the call, dude. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. We continue. Ladies first. Rain in listening in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Rain, listening to WSJN-FM.
Hi. I'm calling back again to say, America, please stand up. All I hear is calling and complaining about what did or what didn't happen. America, let's get back to dreaming the American dream and seeing what we could put together to create for our lives.
Beautiful.
Well, I like all of what you said. I think that unfortunately, while the government is in existence, the American dream can be relatively difficult for people to attain while they are being taxed and regulated almost to death by both the federal, state, and also the local government. So I think we could have a very alive and functioning American dream if we didn't have a dysfunctional state out there, which all states are dysfunctional because they're violent at their core. And I think that if we could eliminate violence, the institutionalized use of violence from human interactions, I think it'd go a long way to restoring the American dream. Thanks, Rain, for the call tonight. We continue with Jess, listening in New Jersey. Jess, you are on Free Talk Live.
Live.
Hello.
Hi, man.
Jess? Are you there, sir? I thought I heard somebody. Jess, you're on the air.
Yeah, I'm here. You guys there?
Yep, go for it.
All right, well, I have a moral dilemma that I need some advice on here. Basically, I'm a liberty principled person, and I had before I had become a liberty principled person, it was about a year ago, I had applied to become a police officer here in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, then I went through, I guess, what you might call my transformation or whatever you want to call it, and now I'm hearing back from these places, and one in particular that looks like they want to hire me as a cop, and I'm just wondering, like, I don't know if I can really become a cop anymore. Did you know what I'm saying?
I totally understand where you're coming from. I would like to say, though, that I think that for those that believe they still want to do it, because, you know, a lot of people become cops because they want to help people, and I think that's noble. A lot of people want to become cops so they can catch the bad guys, and I think that's noble if we're actually talking about real bad guys that are harming others. Unfortunately, a lot of what a cop's job is today is going after teenagers for possession of marijuana and things like that. And so I can understand your quandary, and I can understand the difficulty of the decision you're trying to make. Number one thing I would say would be you should follow your heart and do what you feel is right. I think that if we're going to have government police out there, this
and
monopoly police force.
As of tomorrow, the fact is somebody's going to take that job that's being offered to you, and that somebody may not be as moral and may not be as principled.
Let me tell you, in New Jersey, there's a good chance of that, from what I understand. The police are notoriously corrupt there in New Jersey. Yes, I think I'd rather have somebody who was of a liberty mindset doing a job like that rather than a sadist.
Well, that's one of the things that I'm thinking about, is that if somebody's going to take that job, should it not be somebody who's of the liberty principles? And the only thing that I'm worried about is that I'm going to leave my job now to accept this job as a police officer, and, you know, they're going to be like, we want you to, you know, bust these kids in the park that are smoking weed.
Yeah, that's going to be a problem. And I mean, if you don't follow those orders, then that could put you at jeopardy from political retaliation. Plus, if you come across, and this is one of the toughest parts about being a good guy as a cop, if you inevitably come across the corruption, and let me tell you, if you're paying attention, you probably will. If you come across the corrupt cops and you find out that the corruption rises through the ranks, as we've talked to so many former cops and current cops who will tell us those things, tell us that the most corrupt and the worst cops end up getting promoted, and you find out that the corruption is just rife throughout the police department, you will effectively be, you will be ineffective at doing anything about it, because you'll understand that if you do raise your voice, that they will come after you. And I think that I still think there's some value in having you there instead of a sadist, but it's going to be a tough position for you to handle, especially if you're feeling ambivalent about it at this point. I would consider giving it some more thought and then following your heart. Thanks for the call and good luck. Let us know how it turns out. 800-259-9231. We continue here, though. I would say that the New Hampshire cops are a bit of a cut above a lot of the rest of the cops around this country.
Citizen review boards.
Yeah, from what I've seen so far. So if you're looking for a good opportunity, come on up here. I think that would be kind of an interesting direction to go. We continue with Bill in Kentucky. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah.
Bill, you're on the air.
Thanks, guys. Hope everybody's having a good night.
Always. What's on your mind, Bill?
Well, I wanted to talk briefly about language of the freedom movement. You know, the government, it's no question that the government uses language in its indoctrination. You know, and it's so far-reaching. And, you know, one thing that people can do if they are unwilling or unable to do, you know, things actively is to change their language, you know, that they use on a regular basis. you know, as examples, don't call them police officers or peace officers. Call them armed thugs with guns. Call them, you know, call them gang members. Don't call it, you know, a democracy or, you know, a free country. Call it the police state. Call it, you know, the socialist state, or, you know, whatever you feel it is.
Yeah, I think words are very powerful, and I generally agree with you, but at the same time, not all of them are true thugs. Some of them do actually have some level of understanding of the liberty principles that you're talking about. They're doing a job in many cases that is distasteful and one that they would like to see changed. I don't know if thug is necessarily always a fair term, but I do generally agree with you that one should be somewhat iconoclastic when talking about governmental things and not using their code words that they've essentially set up. I wish we had more time to explore it. You're welcome to call us back next week and flesh that out. Thank you. 800-259-9231 to Frank in Austin. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Frank.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, just super. What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I just had one more observation about morality and politicians, which is almost an oxymoron to begin with.
Mm.
But I just wonder, you know, to me, if a man or a woman, for that matter, has taken a vow to their spouse and has broken it, then really how does that bode for him taking an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution and keeping that?
Well, we already know that they all break the Constitution. That's what they all do. So, again, it seems irrelevant.
Yeah.
I mean, if they're becoming the President of the United States in today's day and age and they're not Ron Paul, then they are going to break their oath. No doubt about it. Thanks for the call. And we continue here. Finally, we go to John listening to WSCFM in South Carolina. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, yeah, this is your friend, law enforcement officer down here in Charleston.
Hey,
I was just going to let you know, that guy who called about wanting to make the decision to go to New Jersey, I would do it. If you're in it to try to help people like I am, yeah, I would do it with no problems whatsoever.
And the New Jersey cops are notoriously corrupt.
You know, it's really bothered me, the conversation between you and Barry Cooper that you had a couple of months ago, or a month ago or something like that. And I want to say, I don't think you're corrupt.
And you corrected it later, which I appreciate. We may be enforcing corrupt laws, but we're not corrupt in enforcing them.
Okay, now go with what you wanted to talk about. I just want to get that off my chest.
You got 20 seconds, John.
And I wanted to appreciate that. As far as the concealed law up there, I don't know what it is, but down here, the minute you get pulled over, even if you have it, you have to notify the officer that you have that weapon on you. Even if it's in the glove compartment.
They seem to like it, and I don't understand exactly why one would have to tell a police officer that you have it, but yeah, they seem to like it.
Hey,
so
we're done. Wish we had more time. See you Monday night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend, everybody.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Do you